Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. If you cannot listen to this entire show today, then this show will be rebroadcasted on Thursday, which is tomorrow, and that'll be from 5 to 6, so also in your evening commute. It is also broadcasted on Saturday at 1 p.m., as well as Sunday at 9 p.m., so you should be able to get your Reclaiming the Republic on and be able to listen to the entire show. As a matter of fact, feel free to share the show with anybody in the neighborhood or in the community that is able to receive or even stream the show on KSBN.net. The reason why and the reason this is so important is because this is a very important election year. You hear me say this all the time, and these are very critical election years. We need to start getting organized, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But as you know, this is an educational show, which many parts of these shows refer to previous shows. That's why these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with the content you are listening to and that you will need to listen to in the future, you literally have to download these podcasts. And these podcasts are available at reclaimingtherepublic.org. So if you want to get more informed, by all means, start listening to the podcast. I even have my Red State Talk Radio podcast on that exact same page, or I should say on the same site, reclaimingtherepublic.org. For local announcements, we have the Republican Coffee Club that meets every Friday morning at 7 a.m., and it meets at the Something Else Deli on 152 South Sherman. And this Friday, they will have the Washington State Department of Transportation representative there. I don't know who it is. And I don't know who this is. On July 6th, they're going to have the 4th District representative, state representative. Oh, that's Matt Shea. Yeah, I know who that is. And so do you. And he's going to be there talking about the 51st state. And if you have questions, this would be a perfect forum, because it is it's a small, intimate forum, but who knows, there may be a lot of people that will show, and maybe it'll be a little less small, but it will still be intimate because it is a very small setting. So you'll be able to actually interface and talk with Representative Shea next week. So again, these are every Friday at 7 in the morning. I also would be remiss if I did not remind you that on July 11th, you need to plan on attending the Northwest Grassroots Movie Night. These are really critical and very informative monthly meetings. I would tell you to subscribe so that you can become an annual member of the Northwest Grassroots, but they don't have memberships. They literally depend on contributions. And just go and attend one of these, and you'll understand why you need to be there. And then maybe you can share your sentiments with the Northwest Grassroots folks, which is John Charleston and Cecily Wright, and let them know you'd be happy to become a subscribing member to what they're doing, or at least contributing, and work that out with them, because they need the support. What they are doing is critical for the local community in providing you all sorts of insights. That's the same thing with every conservative effort that is going on, whether it be this show or any other show. We need sponsors, we need backers, we need help. And this is such a conservative bastion, as far as if you look at Spokane County and north up into Stevens County and so forth, you'd think, wow, there would be all sorts of people that would be happy to support the conservative voice. But if you haven't noticed the trend, the conservative voice is dwindling down and becoming almost non-existent in this town. I believe this is the only evening show where you can interface and talk, and we talk about all different types of things that is conservative-based. I don't think that there is any other show. I know Matt Shea has a show on ACN, but that's really more of his legislative perspective and so forth, which is great. You can tune into that, but there is really not a show that you can actually kind of contact and kind of help direct or provide me information or others, because it's just me. I don't know if I just beat everybody out or if it was just natural attrition. And actually, it's natural attrition, because I know that we're still growing, and we are growing quickly because people are starting to get it. Hey, there is at least one conservative voice out there. And so people are starting to hear that conservative voice, and you are listening, as I say on my Red State Talk Radio, you are listening to the only show on the airwaves in the United States or in the world that has a constitutional solution in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution, period. There's no other conservative talk show host, whether it be the Rush Almighty or the front bencher Mark Levin, his self-acclaimed position, or any of the rest of the conservative entertainers. Not one of them is postulating or providing you with a tangible solution to fixing this federal government crisis that we have. So anyway, let me ponder a little bit more on what I've been doing on the Red State Talk Radio. In the past week, I have been wrapping up the Pennsylvania ratification debates, and I will go through... I think I killed them yesterday or finished them out yesterday. I will be working on other content, such as the cod fishery bounties and some other source documents, but I want to start getting more and more focused and drilling into the local elections within these ultra-red states that I'm focused on, because we need to get Wyoming, the Dakotas, Idaho, Utah, coming to the table and Kansas, and basically getting them to call for republic review and to audit the Constitution, because that is the process. And I'm going to get into, actually, I'm hoping on today's show to go through some of the highlights of a few of the ratification debates so you can actually hear for yourself, because I haven't read these on this show. It's on the Red State Talk Radio show. And yeah, I'm going to read some, and I think you're going to find that there is a consistent theme amongst the ratification debates, that these states were very guarded and very jealous of what type of powers they were delegating. They wanted to make sure that the federal government was tightly controlled by this Constitution, and it was, but not anymore. And so we'll get into that as well, but I don't have time in this show, but in the future shows, because I'm going to cover this a little bit more, if I don't get to cover it today, we will continue this thought on for next week and the following. If you didn't make it to the Red Pill Expo, which there were a lot of available seats and opportunities, I'm telling you, you missed a great weekend of insights and speeches and networking and so forth. It was great. I will highly recommend, if you didn't get a chance to see the streaming and, you know, any form of the Red Pill Expo, then you'll probably want to, because yours truly, I was interviewed and I had a nice long interview with Dan Happel regarding Republic Review and so forth. And I know they interviewed a lot of other people for the streaming, as well as you got to see all the content. So those of you who actually got the streaming, I'm sure you were very well rewarded for being able to just kind of sit there and absorb that. I will also tell you that Red Pill Expo and others are starting to make political hay out of this Avista purchased by Hydro One. Idaho is still considering whether they're going to allow this to move forward. So you need to get a hold of the Idaho Utilities Commission, and I wish I knew who that was. I just don't have the time to research it. If you know who to contact, what numbers to call, where we can melt the phones, then you give me that information and I will put it up. I will put the information out on social media. I'll tweet it and so forth, so that people can start engaging in getting Idaho to stand up and stop this lunacy. Well, there you go. We're stopping the lunacy by a hard break. I will be right back after a few words from our sponsors. So thank you so much, and please stay tuned. I'll be right back. most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so we are back, and actually what I wanted to do as we were going into break, I was just going to tell you that we needed to get this phone number up there, so if you happen to know, then just send me an email. Like I said, I will get this onto social media, we'll put it on my website, so everybody knows what number to call in so that you can help melt this phone and turn this deal around. I received an article that is basically identifying how many people will be moved into energy poverty because of this deal. And if you look at the average income of the people in Spokane and Spokane County and the surrounding counties, that are receiving Avista electricity, the average person will be thrown into energy poverty. Not only that, but with the fact that Canada has signed on to the Paris Accords, those Paris Accord carbon taxes and so forth will be applied, and you are going to be subsidizing Canada's socialism. You need to get involved in melting the Idaho Utility Commission's phone numbers. Literally get those things to turn into liquid, because Idaho, unfortunately, is our only hope, because the socialists outside of D.C. and Tumwater or wherever they are in our state's utilities commission is basically a bunch of socialists, and they do not care how they're impacting. And again, I mentioned this before, that Avista does not service any of the communists and socialists on the east side of this state. So these socialists that are a part of this bureaucracy know that they are affecting the conservative side, and they're giggling and laughing all the way. And so we need to send a message. We need to start getting united. You've heard me say this for going on 2 years now. We need to get united. Anyway, I also got a few video interviews myself at the Red Pill University, and I'm going to be posting those and getting those out there. I will also tell you that Red Pill University and I are working together in getting content into their Red Pill University on Republic Review. So if you don't want to learn via the radio and the, you know, all the other messages, or you want to just focus on what we need to do, you can sign up and become a member of Red Pill University and be able to pull in my content, my videos, and so forth, as well as some of the information that you can get for free right now. And what I will also tell you is we'll probably be offering a open course, or I should say a virtual course, like a virtual classroom, so that people can go off and read for themselves and then come back and, you know, we can do open, honest dialogue on really what was being said and what was said and how to organize all of that. So anyways, more information for you regarding Republic Review and Reclaiming the Republic. This is, and I've said this earlier in the show, I constantly say this, this is a very important election year, and we need to start getting organized. I have been harping on businesses locally to come together. So how did we become so complacent as businesses and as, I should say, citizens of liberty in a republic that has basically protected us? It is because we have rested on the laurels of our public servants and so forth, that they will do good by us. We have been sold down the river. They have created a deep state, and they are they are the epitome of corruption, if you understand what I'm saying. And so I believe that everybody has to wake up and everybody has to realize that they have a responsibility in self-governance. That self part in self-governance, that means you. That even means businesses if you have a business. If you abdicate your responsibility in self-governance, then you and all of us will be oppressed by tyranny. I've heard plenty of good conversations over the past couple of years since Trump's been in office. We have to be thankful that he's in office, because there was intent in starting to occupy these FEMA camps for the patriots and the dissidents, or I should say those of us who want to basically revolt against the selling out of our liberties and so forth, had Hillary become our president, because it would have been pushed into that direction. Excuse me. So I am looking for businesses who are interested in getting involved, but do not want to necessarily be public about that. So I am looking, and this is the beautiful thing about not being a nonprofit organization. So I don't have to disclose all of these types of things. I only have to disclose my revenues, sources, and that type of stuff for the federal tax purposes and for business tax purposes, but I don't necessarily have to disclose real identities and that type of thing. And so I am looking to create a secret type of consortium or a confidentially based consortium of businesses and individuals who want to start getting involved. I'm not looking at a way of pocketing money. I have been subsidizing this program and this show for the past 2 years. Don't know if I can continue to do that. I do need some help. But what I am telling you is that if we are going to get organized, it requires people to contribute in the organization, whether that's being just, hey, I want to get involved so I can either help directly, indirectly, or what have you. And bottom line, that means that there has to be some kind of money involved in this. KSBN does not allow me to air this content for free. It costs money for the electricity, for the building, and everything else. So there are costs. That's why, you know, I've kind of been saying, hey, I need some sponsorships, what have you. And it's not just me. Pick a host and start supporting somebody. Because if you're not supporting the voice, then the voice becomes silent. And I'm not sure we really want that, because when silence happens, then the progressives advance very quickly. Excuse me. We are at war, and the left have become so emboldened that you've already seen in the news that leftist leaders like Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, even Elizabeth Warren passed, Hillary Clinton in the past, and many more progressive leftist socialist communist leaders are suggesting to kick it up a notch against leaders and against conservatives. Get out there and get in their face. They are calling for a war. And it's not about just, you know, having a right to be different in opinions. They are trying to silence you and shut you up. And when you shut up on your own accord by not contributing and not getting involved, then that is the epitome of complacency. And you're just basically surrendering our liberties and your ability to do business, because eventually what happens is the state wants to control every business and every facet. I'm telling you, we're not too far away from them coming in and taking over grocery stores, because food is one of the most essential items of life itself. They've done it with healthcare. They've done it with all sorts of things. And pretty soon it will be it could be whoever. Let's just make up Bernie Sanders. Let's say Bernie Sanders somehow, because the left, let me back up a little bit. I'll slow down. Every year, there are 10 million kids being kicked into the electorate pool. That means that there are 10 million new voters that have been trained and indoctrinated to surrender your liberties and to basically help establish the communist state here in America. So what does that mean? That means in 5 years, that will be 100,000 new voters that will be coming in, right? If it's 10,000, oh no, 5 years, that'll be 50,000. In 10 years, it'll be 100. And so how many people voted in the last presidential election? These kids have never voted, and when it comes to a big, significant vote, I'm telling you, they will be motivated. I want you to think about the first time you had the opportunity to vote. You sure as heck voted, and you voted based on how you were kind of already programmed. I know that when I got out of high school, I voted as a Democrat, and I regret doing that. I regret voting for individuals that actually supported the leftist program. And that was way back in the 70s. I am here to tell you that that was the only time I voted that way. But I may be an outlier, because there are lots of people that I know today that I went to school with that are still leftists. And some of them have converted as well. But these kids that are coming out, they've all been tweaked and programmed. And so I will just tell you that we're at a hard break, so I need to come back to this. But if we don't start getting organized and getting very active and making a point of protecting our liberty, it will be lost. So Please stay tuned, and I have more content regarding this when we get back. Thank you so much. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We are trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders, like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Okay, so I am back, and I have a much better mastering of that volume right now. So anyway, let me get back into this heated tirade that I'm on. The left has been kicking it up a notch, and they've become so emboldened that they are now inciting public activity. In other words, getting in your face. They want to get these people to actually commit, because the few people that are actually going to jail and committing crimes, such as, you know, the bullying and or doing damage in these protests and so forth, is not near. I mean, they're only getting the tip of the iceberg. And there's a reason for that, and that is because our federal court systems have been stacked by a bunch of progressives, as you've probably heard, where judges have allowed illegals to slip out the back door instead of allowing them to get processed for ICE. You've probably heard that SCOTUS has been making decisions that is constantly handing over, not just SCOTUS, but I mean the federal court system, because just recently, I forget what state it was, I don't know why I have a blank here, but just recently, I think it was Kansas, they basically said that you cannot deny illegal voters the ability to vote. They've given illegal aliens access to voting. They're giving illegal aliens access to the welfare system. They've actually made rulings to basically ensure that illegals have due process, which is a process that is a constitutional guarantee for the citizens of the United States, not just somebody that happened to make it here illegally. Pretty soon, SCOTUS will start allowing people to receive the protections of the Constitution. If you can just put your hand on an American citizen abroad, then that illegal alien or that alien in another country will all of a sudden be endowed by the rights of citizenship, even though they're not a citizen. That's how stupid and ludicrous the federal court system and the progressives are doing, and what they are doing to us. They are literally undermining our sovereignty as citizens and as a nation. And so Congress is doing the same thing. The executive departments, who can't tell me that the executive departments has not created literally police state or even militarized like the BLM and other enforcement agencies against American citizens. Lavoie Finicum was murdered by a federal agency. You've got to be kidding me. Here in America, people, we really need to start getting organized. I've been working with a lot of organizations, and I don't have a lot of time. I only get 24 hours in a day. And so to reach out and to try to make these connections and get people to understand who I am and what I am doing, it takes a lot of time for somebody to just say, well, who are you? Because I've never heard of you. One of those people happens to be Bob Scholz. And if you don't know who he is, Bob Scholz is the founder of the We the People Foundation. He's in New York, and he's been under siege by the Lois Lerner IRS attack team. They've been attacking his 501c3. You know, that's another reason why I didn't want to go down that path, is because they will just bury you with legal processes and audits and so forth. And they've been burying him since 2011. It is a 100,000 person organization, basically. And if you understand what Bob has been doing, and I just ask you to go to the We the People Foundation and look up who these guys are. I have talked to Bob. I've been in contact with him since March timeframe. And it took a little bit of time for him to kind of understand what it is I'm doing. But I want to share this with you, that he is on board with using the We the People Foundation in getting and promoting Republic Review and supporting this. I'm not trying to create new organizations. I'm trying to work with existing organizations, because we do not have time to go down a 10, 20-year path, because I'm telling you, we only have 2 to 5 years. That's why this election and the 2020 election are so critical. So I need your help. And if you're interested in joining or at least getting more information, send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will start to explain this. We're going to start having meetings. And again, this is a very confidentially and guarded organization. And we will have layers, because there may be some people that want to have bragging rights of getting out there and saying, we're supporting this. And we want everybody to know. That may be because they're not a brick and mortar type of company, that you just can't go out and reach them and find them locally. That's fine if people want to do that, but if they want to hide behind a veil of confidentiality or secrecy, whatever you want to call it, then I'm okay with that as well. And I will be happy to expose the money that we pull in into one repository, into one account, and we will account for every dollar that we receive and how we use that money, because that money is to go towards supporting constitutional candidates who are committed, and I mean capital all the way across the word, committed to supporting and defending the Constitution. And that means that they are standing up against federal tyranny, against you and all of us. Again, I can't tell you how important it is that we start getting involved and how we actually start doing something to protect our liberties, because we're literally looking at the sun setting on the greatest republic ever created in the history of mankind. Now, let me go on to another little tangent before I try to get into some highlights of the ratification debates. I'm not sure how many people kind of look at Stevens County up north, and I think the generic concept is, wow, that is a real strong and conservative bastion of Republicans up there. Well, I'm going to tell you that even in Stevens County, the establishment and the, if you want to call it a deep state, is alive and well. I can tell you that I have been appalled at some of the things I've been hearing at, from a leadership level. And even more so, I'm finding out that the Stevens County Sheriff race is investigating, the sheriff's office is investigating one of the people that is within that race. And if you look at endorsements of who the current sheriff is up there and who they're endorsing, then you should be able to logically deduce which other sheriff candidate, because there's only two, is the one that they're investigating, because they're trying to expose dirt in decimating this person so that this person cannot win the election. And to me, that in itself, I've used this word three times now, that is the epitome of corruption, when one person or one entity can allow itself to help perpetuate the bad things it is doing, because I believe you me, it is not a rose garden up there. That the sheriff's office has a lot of problems, and there's going to be an investigation, and there's a reason why one individual is being blessed, because I believe that individual will basically make those investigations go away and it will be the status quo. I'm not happy about what I am hearing up there. This is all hearsay. I love to caveat all of this, but the sources that I'm getting this information from are highly reliable sources. So I wouldn't be saying this on air if I didn't think that there is some real suspect and there should be some real concerns. So when you think that we don't have corruption, it's only in D.C., I'm telling you, I've been talking to people in Idaho and the Dakotas. There is corruption alive and well in these red counties and red states. So the only reason that they're allowed to get this corrupt is because businesses and citizens have allowed themselves to literally be distracted by whatever they think is important instead of centering and focusing on the Constitution. That's what we have to do. We have to be guarding not only our liberties, but everybody's liberties. We got to stop supporting organizations that are providing access to funding, access to legislation, like the Better Spokane and what they're doing in trying to have control over government instead of freeing government to protecting us from liberty and getting the corruption out. And so I think it's really, this is just another good example of why we need to start getting more and more involved. Now, I will also tell you that with the many recommendations I've been receiving for a lawyer, I want you to keep them coming, because I'm trying to build a Rolodex of talent and so forth. But in addition, I'm also looking, and if you have a good recommendation for local veterinary offices who offers full services, surgeries, those types of things, then please let me know, because we're not happy. We're not happy with having to pay the highest amount of money that one person would spend. I mean, I would be spending this kind of money if I was living down in LA in the Bel Air area, going to a highfalutin veterinary service, because you're paying top dollar for services here. So at least that's what we're experiencing. And so if you know of a really good veterinary office that actually offers full services at a real reasonable rate so that we don't have to go to Western Washington, then please let us know, because we want to help support those who are supporting us. by giving us either a break and or supporting conservative causes or what have you. I always try to reward honesty. And with that, I'm at a hard break, but I do have an honest contractor that I want to let you know about when we come back from the break. Thanks so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back, and again, I muffed up a little bit of volume here, but that's okay because better is the enemy of good enough, and that's a motto I've kind of lived by for quite a while. And as I told you before, maybe a long, long time ago, I'm not really trying to become a professional radio, and I'm not trying to a professional radio host, and not trying to make this a career or profession. I'm only doing this because I am very passionate about our Constitution, our individual liberties, and our sovereignty. That's why I hope you can judge me by what I say and what I do, and maybe not how well-polished I might be behind these controls. And so let me give you a word to the wise, excluding me, because maybe I'm not the most wise. But I will also preface this, that I have, you know, engaged in a lot of different business dealings since we've been here. We've had a lot of different contractors come out. And so I want you to understand that you need to be very cautious of the types of contractors that you have, that you bring into your home or into your into your environment, your milieu, whatever you want to call it. And I will just say this, that for the most part, I have become very, very leery of Idaho contractors. There's a reason why they've set up business over there. And it's literally about the money and about protecting themselves and so forth. Because what do you do when all of a sudden you have a problem with an out-of-state contractor? Yeah, it becomes more of a headache. And so having dealt with a few plumbing and heating and blind folks and so forth from Idaho, I would just say buyer beware. That's all I've got to say. But I want to tell you that when I do find a business that I would say holds the integrity of what I would expect a business to do, then I think it is worth noting. And not only is it noteworthy, but I want to let you know about that business. I would love to have businesses like this actually advertise on the show, because I love doing endorsements for people I truly believe in and what they are doing and the services that they provide. And that one company was Screen Mobile. We had Screen Mobile come out and do some things, and they were far cheaper than it would have been for me to actually take my screens down into town, have somebody do them, and then literally come back. Because if you add the cost of gas, my time, and everything else, it is far cheaper to have a mobile guy or a company come out and do the screens right there for you. You may have to be there for them, but I mean, at least, you know, you can get them started, you have a scheduled appointment, and voila, you're done. And it is done great right there on the site. And it's not subject to you screwing up the screens by getting them back into the window frames or back onto the slider rails and so forth. I will just a high plug for these folks, because to me, I was blown away by the price, by their availability, and so forth. And this, a little backstory on this, here's a family that basically, they're refugees, just like we were, from the progressive area in the South. They are not from LA, but anyway, they basically left because they realized that things were just going to heck in a handbasket in the education system and so forth. They didn't feel like that was any place to raise a family, so they decided to come up here. They've set up home in Idaho. And so again, like I said, I've been very leery of doing business with the companies in Idaho, but as we've done this business with them, because we couldn't find anybody else, it was really competitive and we were just blown away. I highly endorse you calling Screen Mobile for getting any of your screen doors, screen work done. You got a deck that you'd like to screen out so that you don't have to inhale the gnats in the evenings in the summertime and what have you. By all means, give these guys a call, because they do all sorts of custom screen work. They don't just replace screen windows or screen doors and so forth and patch and that type of thing. So anyway, I don't have a lot of time. So what I really want to do is I want to dive into some of these ratification debates, because I got just less than 5 minutes. So let me start off with, and as I do this, let me tell you that, as I always do, are the words that I am reading from these citing documents from our framers, are these the words of lies and deceit, or are the words that we've received from our college and professive educators, lawyers, politicians, and so forth, are all those the words of deceit when they tell them they can do anything, when they tell us they can do whatever they want to do, that they are the Constitution? We've been lied to for a long time, and I will just prove it with just this real quick quip from James Madison in the ratification debates, and I believe this was on June 6, 1788. The powers of the federal government are enumerated. It can only operate in certain cases. It has legislative powers on defined and limited objects beyond which it cannot extend its jurisdiction. How much clearer could he have been in basically saying that the federal government's jurisdiction and limitations are all based upon what is enumerated in the Constitution and nothing else? I mean, you really don't need to go any further. And why is this so important? Because the ratification debates are the negotiation process of going through the contract. When people are looking at a new contract and they go, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? And they literally had the authors of those contracts sitting there, Madison being one and Wilson being one in Pennsylvania, Hamilton being one in New York, and so forth and so on. The whole point I'm saying here is that as they negotiated this contract and explained exactly what things meant, those explanations are legally binding to this contract. The Constitution is defined by these great men and not by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has never used the ratification debates, and there's a reason for that. John Marshall was a witness to the ratification debates and actually bore testimony during the ratification debates. That is why he never once quoted, cited, or even referred to them when he started his murmurings and his unconstitutional footings as he was putting his babble into his opinions in Supreme Court case rulings, because he became a Supreme Court jurist. And he actually knew he was lying and distorting the facts for a very specific purpose. He was self-aggrandizing the federal government because he was a huge supporter of nationalism and centralizing power. Another Virginia ratification debate person, and this guy is George Nicholas, and he spoke right after Madison. He says the dreaded clause, this is a little bit later actually, and they're talking about the necessary and proper clause. The dreaded clause, which runs through the following words, to make all laws which are necessary and proper for carrying into the execution of the foregoing powers and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or in any department or officer thereof. The committee, now he's closed that quote, he says, the committee will perceive that the Constitution has enumerated all powers which the federal government shall have, but did not say how they will be exercised. It is therefore in this clause tells how they should be exercised. Does this give any new power? I say not. Suppose it had been inserted at the end of every power that they should have the power to make laws necessary and proper into the execution of this power, whatever the powers are listed. If therefore it could not have increased their powers if placed at the end of the powers, it cannot increase their powers at the end of all of these powers or the enumerated powers. This clause only enables them to carry into execution the powers given to them, but gives no additional power. And the Supreme Court has constantly used the necessary and proper clause in granting these. And he goes on and on and on. And at the very end of this, the next paragraph, he says, if not, they are generally speaking within the king's prerogative. In disputes between Congress and the people, the reverse proposition holds. Is the disputed right enumerated, like health care, energy, and all these other things? If not, Congress or the federal government cannot meddle with it. I'm telling you, folks, that they've locked down this Constitution in these ratification debates, and you don't know this, and nobody knows this, and that's why this is so important, that everybody understands precisely how unconstitutional the federal government really is. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic with your help. I hope you start getting involved. We need to get organized. God bless, and I'll be back next week.